Blog Talk Radio.
The Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? This is boy J.R. Winston, the candidate. What on earth? No, I'm saying coming out from 706. Yeah, I tune in to Miss Lisa Rick, Blog Talk Radio. If you ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with them, get rain over. Get with them, get lost, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had to rest up on a well. The time y'all tune in, and let's get this thing pop.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. I want to welcome everybody tonight to Motivated Mondays. We are excited about our guest tonight. We have authors coming through, and we also have none other than a fashion connoisseur. So we are excited about that, and we have Douglas Wickert. So he has written so many books, and he has a perfect husband. And we're going to be talking about a perfect husband with David tonight, along with our fashion connoisseur. And we're just excited about it. It's Motivated Mondays, and we're going to get it in. We're going to get it in. And right now, I want to get to a little bit of information on the Nikki Rich Show and what we got going on. the Nikki Rich Show is excited because we are coming upon our one-year anniversary. Yes, 1 year. And it'll be our official one-year anniversary on April the 5th. But we will be celebrating on April the 7th. What an exciting day. We are going to network. And we're going to do videos, and you never know who's going to be at my anniversary. We're going to have celebrities. We're also going to have all artists and authors and entrepreneurs going to be in the building. So you got to be ready, man. It's our one-year anniversary, and we're so looking forward to this. And right now, I want to let everybody know that's calling in. I see our lines are crazy right now already. You can call in at 323-580-5749. And you can call in again at 323-580-5749. And if you press 1, if you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to either speak to myself or our guest tonight. And we have special guests in the house. We have none other than Nicholas Wickard, as well as fashion connoisseur JL. So we are excited about that. So you don't want to miss. We're going to be talking about the fashion industry, and he is based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, so you don't want to miss talking with him. He has worked with so many people. Ryan Jorrell has worked with so many people in Charlotte, along with the mayor and different other celebrities that's, that he has worked for, as far as styling and wardrobe consultant. And we're going to be talking with Nicholas Wickard about a perfect husband, and we're going to be talking with him in just a few. So we're excited about that. And you know it's Motivated Monday, so we always bring the hottest guests. We bring the hottest guests on the Nikki Rich Show. So everybody, I want you to tell your friends, tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show is on, and we're going to be bringing our guests in just a few, so you definitely got to stay tuned. We do have our chat room open, and our chat room is where our guests can go and they can network and build and also listen to the Nikki Rich Show. And we're on Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And before we get to our guests, I want to go to Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You. And you're listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet.
Go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stare at a picture of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation. We both admit we had it good, but until then, it's alienation. I know that much is understood, and I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two, and finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you.
Hello?
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hello, 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 hello from Los Angeles. How are you, Nikki?
I am good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you. It's a beautiful day out here today.
Yes, we are so glad to have you here tonight. And, you know, we always bring in the best guests, and we're so glad to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, my novel, A Perfect Husband, has only been out for about a month and a half, and already it's getting quite a lot of buzz out there. So it's great to thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And also, congratulations. I know you have an anniversary coming up yourself soon in April, so. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. If it wasn't for you guys, you know, we wouldn't even be here.
Fantastic.
Well, we are here to talk about A Perfect Husband. So let us know, how did you begin writing?
Well, I've always been a writer. I started years ago. Actually, I started when I was like a kid at home. But it was my 10th grade English teacher. So teachers have an influence. My 10th grade English teacher, Mrs. Grimm, told me, you know, because I said I was going to become a doctor. And she says, nope, you're going to be a writer. And I was like, no, I want to be a doctor. And she was right. So it took me about 20 years to get around to that. But I actually ended up becoming a writer. So I started writing in New York City when I was living there, and I went through, I did some musicals, and I finally started writing some screenplays, and then I started writing novels about 15 years ago, and this is actually my fourth novel, so I've been doing it for quite a while, so to be a writer takes perseverance, that's it for sure.
It is, and I know writing the novels, it can be challenging from time. How do you come up with the different titles?
Well, to be honest, my agent in New York City was the one that came up with my title for this book. We had the book, and he was shopping it, and he emailed me one day, and he was like, Douglas, I think your title is a little too literary. I think we need to have something a little bit more provocative. And I said, okay. And he said, how about A Perfect Husband? And I thought about it, and immediately I said, that's it. And I'm so happy that he actually came up with that idea, because the main character in the novel, Sammy Saxton, has really become quite a spokesperson. In my reviews, if you've read some of my reviews, people, especially women, are loving Sammy because she's a kick-ass kind of woman. She's amazing.
Awesome. Now, when you was writing A Perfect Husband, did you come up with the title first, or was it after?
It was, like I said, it was after. I had a working title that I was using when I submitted it to my agent. And he took the manuscript, he went through it, he gave me some changes, I did some rewrites for him, and when I sent it back to him, he was the one that actually said, let's change the title on it. So that's when it became A Perfect Husband, which the husband, obviously, in the novel is not so perfect. He's a serial killer, so it's not something that you want to get into bed with, but he's an attractive serial killer, so that's the good news.
Now, the message in your novel, what is the message that you want all the readers to grasp as they read the novel?
You know, this is a novel about self-empowerment. It's a novel about not being a victim. It's a novel about fighting back. And I'm not the kind of novelist that sits with an outline and, you know, I know exactly what's going to happen at the end of the book. When I start a novel, all I have is an idea. I have a main character. And then I just kind of get lost in my characters. And when I came up with Sammy, I wanted a woman who was struggling in life. You know, she was 42 years old. It was right after a divorce. Her career wasn't doing what she wanted it to do. Her marriage wasn't doing what she wanted it to do. Her work, everything was kind of crumbling for her. It wasn't the perfect life that she thought she was going to have. So she decides to kind of pick up her life and move and do something. Little does she know that she's going to get involved with the serial killer. But the serial killer, Smitty, is kind of her dark place that she has to kind of work through in order for her to come up triumphant and be and empower herself to be her own woman. She's an amazing character. I love her.
And it was
kind
of real to me. It was very realistic to me.
Oh, thank you. That's, you know, people are really, you know, I just got another 5-star review on Amazon today, and the review was like, I felt like I was in your book. I felt like she was my best friend. And I couldn't put it down. I read it all in one sitting. They love her strength. And actually it's made me think a little bit, because all these women are reading the novel and they're saying, how could you as a guy write this woman? It's kind of weird. And I never really thought about it when I was writing it, because I'm a writer. You know, I mean, it's like I get into all my characters. But it was kind of strange, because I had to think, yeah, well, why is that? Like, why was it so easy for me to write that character? So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to keep writing her, though. I'm going to do a whole series with Sammy. So I've got another book coming with her. So she's going to be around for a while. So I hope people like her enough to keep reading her.
Yes. Do you ever take any other or experience from anybody you know of or yourself and just use them in your books?
Yeah, I do. I would be lying to say that I don't. It's kind of a compilation of things. Like, I will have a friend, or I will know of somebody, or I will see somebody. I mean, as a writer, I'm constantly watching. I'm constantly observing people, behavior, actions. I mean, writers are crazy people. You know, it's like I'm constantly out there researching. I mean, and you know,
yeah.
I've got books bubbling in my head that I haven't even written, and you know, the novel that I'm doing a rewrite on right now, you know, I'll go through and I'll rewrite it 3 or 4 more times, you know, make sure that, you know, everything is there that I want. But yeah, a lot of my character development does come from my friends, from acquaintances, from people that I know. And a lot of it also comes from me. I mean, a lot of my personalities, and I say that in plural, come through in the writing also.
That's real right there. I understand that. Now, looking at you and other authors, is there any other authors that grasp your interest as well?
Well, when I started writing novels, I always wanted to write thriller novels. I always wanted to do the whole thriller thing. And
I knew
so
you.
I started,
it's something in my head said that you were going to do that, say that.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it was like I've always been interested in like serial killers. I've always really liked Thomas Harris, who wrote Silence of the Lambs, and you know, I love Harlan Coben, and I love Karen Slaughter, and I love Patricia Cornwell, and you know, I read all the time. I mean, I'm probably as much as a reader as I am a writer. And I'm always reading new thriller books, new authors. I'm always, you know, seeing their light on how they do something. So, yeah, I mean, I've always loved that whole genre, the whole James Patterson. You know, I've always been attracted to them.
And what do you think about Stephen King?
I love Stephen King. Yeah, he was one of my mentor. I mean, as far as reading his books when I was younger, yeah, definitely. I mean, I love Stephen King. Who doesn't love Stephen King? You know, it's like, he's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Now, is there any other current projects that you're also working on that you would like for the listeners to know as well?
Yeah, I'm currently working on a book. Actually, it's very interesting. The book I'm writing now, it's called Encounter, and it takes place in San Francisco, and it's about another serial killer. And I've created this wonderful new detective named Inspector Vanessa Sanchez. She's a Latino up in San Francisco. And so I'm very excited about that. I didn't have any idea when I put A Perfect Husband out on the market that it was going to take off like it did, and I didn't know that Sammy was going to be such a hot character. I mean, women are really responding to Sammy, and actually, men are responding to the book also. So I didn't start writing a sequel immediately because I didn't know. You know, you don't know. It takes a year to write a novel. So when I sat down and started writing Encounter, I had finished it before A Perfect Husband was actually put on the market. So as soon as it went out, like within 3 or 4 weeks, I had like 8 5-star reviews. My Kirkus review, which is, you know, one of the leading reviewers in America. It's usually Kirkus and the New York Times Book Review, Publishers Weekly and Booklist. The Kirkus gave me like a rave review. And for a debut author, for his first book, especially for thriller genre, it was pretty exciting for me. So I didn't write the sequel. Of course, now, since Sammy's so hot, I will write the next book for her also, which is called A Perfect Setup. Which is her and her best friend Drew go on a Mexican Riviera cruise and get involved with a King cartel member. So it's going to be kind of fun. You know, Sammy's a kind of an ordinary kind of person who kind of puts herself into off crazy situations and she has to get out of them. That's kind of how I describe her.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I say just reading a little portion, I feel like it was real. She's the character is very realistic.
Thank you so much. It's so sweet of you to say that. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, when writing your books and with the perfect husband, have you been traveling a lot or doing any tours or local tours?
Well, you know, at this point, I haven't. The book came out on ebook only. You know, there's a whole change in the publishing world right now. There's your standard publishing houses, and then there's a whole new stock of publishing companies who are just doing ebook publications, and then there's independent publishers, so people who publish their own stuff. And so there's kind of three different tiers, and when you publish online, even though you get mass volume, like your book goes, like I have 64 different ebook bookstores carrying my book.
But
you still don't have the hardback book that you can go into like a Barnes and Noble or a community bookstore and see it displayed, which is another way to really get, you know, your brand out there. So for me, a lot of my marketing, I do right in my apartment. You know, I'm really busy on social media. I do a lot of tweeting, my Facebook page. I'm on Goodreads. I have a lot of fans on my Goodreads page. So, I mean, I have to build my brand, you know. So that's kind of what I'm doing, so that when it comes time for my next book, you know, I'm hoping my agent will be able to get it into a publishing house and have a hardback put out for it. But I think you are
because Amazon, they already giving you 5 stars, and that's amazing. And like you said, a lot of people are online. I mean, a lot of people have iPads and different kind of pads, and they find it easier to just sit there and want to, you know, scroll down and read. It's much easier. And I know I'm always on a computer, so I'm pretty sure that's what it's all leading to right now. So I think it's good.
And I think we're in a kind of a transition stage. I mean, I didn't own a Kindle until 2 months ago, and now I have 14 books on my Kindle. So it is a transition. I think what people like is they like the bookstore experience. Once I bought my Kindle, like what I would do is I would go to the Barnes & Noble and I would have the experience. I would, you know, I'd browse the bookshelves. I'd sit and have my coffee. I'd look at a magazine. But, you know, the books in a bookstore are like $26 with 30% off. You know, you can come home and download that book on my Kindle for half the price. So that's the big debate about the whole pricing wars of what's happening in publishing right now, because it's much cheaper to publish a book online. It takes less time. You don't have the huge weight, but it's hard for the publishers that are publishing the hardback books, because they don't get the same revenue, because you can download it so much quicker and faster and less expensive.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's just easier to do it that way. It's just
much easier. And actually, I like it now. I thought I would never like it. I thought I was always going to be old school. I like the book in my lap. You know, if you come into my apartment's filled with books. Now I have my Kindle. I've got all my books in my Kindle, and it's like, it's so fun. I can take it everywhere. I can take it to Starbucks.
Yes.
I can put it in my back pocket. I take it to the beach. I take it to Starbucks. I just, you know, anywhere I go, I take it out to dinner when I go out to dinner by myself. I mean, it's nice. It's convenient and it's easy.
And you know what else? You can mark your page too, you know,
It does all that for you. It's got a built-in dictionary. All you have to do is highlight the word and it comes up for you. I mean, it's like crazy. I love it. I mean, it's like, I thought I would never, ever go to a Nook or a Kindle or iPad or any of that stuff. And I absolutely love it now. I think it's wonderful. I bought my whole family.
I think you can learn better that way, too.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I think you can learn better that way as well. Understand. If it's something that you don't understand, like a word, you can always refer back to, like, the little dictionary that it has on there as well.
Absolutely. I think it's a great tool. And actually, since the invention of all these hand devices for reading, reading has actually escalated in the United States. People are picking up books more. Yeah, because books are less expensive. You can buy books online. I mean, on Twitter, I see so many books with colleagues and writers, and they give their books free. You can download books for free. I mean, it's ridiculous. So it's a great device. I love it. Anything to get
now,
people reading, that's what I say.
They do different languages as well, right?
They do. You just have to program your language in.
Pretty cool. That is so cool.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Well, it's awesome what you're doing, and I commend
you,
all four novels. And we, like I said, we have you featured on our site. We want everybody to check it out. We have your book up as well and a brief summary of it, a synopsis, and of A Perfect Husband. So everybody, we also have how they can contact you as well.
Perfect.
And download it on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and go to DouglasWickardBooks.com. And you can go ahead and give out your Twitter and any other links that you would like for anybody to know.
Sure. My name, Douglas Wickard, is my Twitter account. All I have to do is put Douglas Wickard together. My Facebook is the same. You can go to my website, DouglasWickardBooks.com. It gives I also have a blog that I'm actually putting an entry in my blog tonight about writing with confidence. When I started doing the rewrite on A Perfect Husband, on Encounter, I thought I would do a blog with the rewrite, and it's been amazing. The people who are coming to the blog and reading it, it's great. It's great for people who want to be writers because, you know, so many times people have insecurities, they're looking for someone to say, yeah, I think you've got talent, you know, and my blog, I'm trying to be as honest and emotionally available as I can with my writing because we all go through insecurities and procrastination and, you know, all those things. So, yes, all those things come. And you can get my book on Amazon.com right now. It's actually discounted. So it's been really flying out the shelves off the shelves right now. So it's great.
That's awesome. Flying off the shelves. We're going to be seeing you soon. I know it's your next novel as well because you got to keep it going. You can't stop.
You can't stop. You just can't stop. You just have to keep on going. You know, it's every day I get up and I write. So but I'm blessed. You know, I'm very grateful. And this has been my dream forever. It's my passion. I love this. I love creating these different worlds. I've never wanted to do anything else but this. So for me to have the opportunity to do this, it's such a blessing in my life, and I'm so grateful. You know, I thank God every day. Believe me, every day I thank God.
And it's just an honor to have you on tonight. Because like I say, it's Motivated Mondays, and it's so many people tuned in right now. And you are inspiring those writers and anybody out there right now. And like I say, we have to bring in the best because you're such an inspiration.
Thank you.
You are an author.
Thank you. Well, I encourage anybody. You know, Sammy Saxton is a fighter. She's a survivor, and she doesn't put up with any bullshit, you know. And so for all those women out there and, you know, who need a sense of empowerment in their life, who want to read about a strong woman, they should read A Perfect Husband and get at that book, because it's inspirational, I think. And thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
Go purchase it.
Go purchase it, yes, right now. Download it right now.
Exactly. Show that support. And, you know, we're going to continue supporting it. Like I said, we're going to be putting it out there and letting everybody know that they have to download it.
And also, when people download it and they read it, the best thing you can do to love an author is to share the book with your friends, you know, your community, mm-hmm. and also to write a review. I mean, you know, the publishing world is much different right now. The publishing world isn't like it used to be. The people who read, you know, like Yelp is what reviews hotels and restaurants. You know, Amazon, uh-huh. Barnes & Noble, all those places online where you buy books. Your voice, the people's voice is so important for other people who want to read books. And when somebody gives an honest review, it doesn't have to be a 5-star, whatever they feel the review is deserving of, it mm-hmm. lets people know to come and to read. It gets people involved, and it also builds brands. It also, it's great. And if you have a book club that is in your community, I'd be more than happy to do a guest appearance through Skype, or you never know, I might even fly there. So I don't know if you have book clubs in North Carolina that take books on, but I'd be more than happy to hook them up with my PR person, Pilar, who has been mm-hmm. brilliant, and have a book club, because I think it's a great book for women to read for their book club and have discussions on.
Okay, that's nice.
Definitely.
That is really nice. Well, do you have any last words to our listeners or our writers out there tonight that's tuned in?
Every blog entry that I end, I always say, keep writing, keep creating. You know, the creating is part of our blessings of being here on this planet. And every day that we can create, manifest something, it's a uh-huh. good day. So keep writing, keep creating. Contact me on Twitter at Douglas Wickard. Contact me through my webpage at Douglas Wickard Books. Contact me on my Facebook page. Contact me on Goodreads. Contact Pilar Ellis for any PR needs. And thank you so much for allowing me this time on your show. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And everybody that's listening right now, you can download this podcast episode on iTunes for free. You can go and listen to it. If you're working out, you can go listen to it anytime. And you can listen on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show, as well as College Underground Radio. So we're invading the college airways too, Douglas.
Thank you. Oh, wow. I love that too. That's fantastic.
Yes, so all the college students that's listening right now, you're listening to Douglas Wickard, the author of A Perfect Husband.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And if you're ever in Los Angeles, you come and look me up. If you're in Los Angeles, you come look me up.
I definitely will. We got to stay
better.
In contact, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that we are Twitter friends, and I see you. I love your movement on Twitter, everybody. I see you got a big following on Twitter as well, so, and everybody's engaging. So that's what I like about it.
Yes, very much so. All right, my love, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. I know you have some more great guest stars coming on, so. Thank you, and I will talk to you or tweet with you soon.
Okay. God bless.
God bless, Shani. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. You were just listening to Mr. Douglas Wickard. Everybody support him by go downloading his book on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can go to his website at douglaswickardbooks.com. as well as follow him on Twitter at Douglas Wickard. We support you here at the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to continue to put out your work here, so we're excited that you came through and talked to us, Mr. Douglas, and we look forward to having you back. Right now, we're going to get back into some more radio. We have none other than Miss Kelly Clarkson, Stronger.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
The Nicky Rich Show celebrates 1 year, bringing you the best of all genres, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, gospel, old school, and rock throughout the world. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/The Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show is hot with over 20,000 listeners. Join the anniversary party Saturday, April 7th at Mallet Creek Hickory Tavern, 2005 East Arbor Drive, April 7th at 6 p.m. Hosted by Miss Nicky Rich herself. For more info, call 980-216-6717.
It's a world premiere from New York Straight Talk, America's best. Kawan Long Island's where I rest. Believe that. And now we up with the itch. Yo, PMD, cooling with Nicky Rich. That's how it's going down.
If you're like,
yes, this is Sierra Marie, and this is my new single, You Did That, right here on the Nicky Rich Show.
I don't know which way I'm going. I can't tell my up right now from down. I'm 10 seconds from exploding. Captivated, trapped inside your sound.
Thank you. My local seclusion was far from amusing. I removed it and evolved through audio prostitution. Cruising, cutting off heads and decapitating. Men are weak, his style's dilapidated. Not to mention that they're watered down and classes evaporated. But the class is in session, pay attention, you'll be graded. I attended the school of hard knocks and I graduated with honors and a paper trail that can validate it. Just salivating at the thought of imagine making these second guess greetings and salutations. I'm just saying, my business don't come around here every day, and they don't always realize what you are until you make it. Hatred just be weak emotion, and y'all should save it. Besides, I'm on point, and your styles could barely grade it. So make it a point to get it clearer in your head. Plus, your girl loves me. She looks at me and she says, I'm smooth with athleticism. Got soul like Cam Hawks and adaptive perfectionism. Intrinsic motivation, clean cut like a circumcision. I'm circumventing the world and smoking purple piffin. And paying y'all no attention. Whenever y'all mention me, that's ludicrous. Robert Jordan be ripping with Pippin. Who are you kidding? My institution logo's a chicken, but I'm not. When take me wrong and you'll be taking a whipping. See, that's why she's loving me. It's more than my insight. My physicality's managed. I'm considered a 10 type. And my stamina was savage. I can manage through 10 fights back to back. My genitals stack. I don't need me no insight. See me a bench type. Vacating the bench right in time to catch flight and vacay in the sunlight. We just gon' like the good while we watching the in-flight. As she leans over, whispers to me, and it's just like, globe, eyeing down my competitors, waiting to strike just like a viper that's tethered up. Let's settle up, don't buy everything that they're selling ya. Media garbage makes zombies, America's dead enough. The thing about me isn't the same thing for you, but don't be thinking about me, it's something you shouldn't pursue. See, I keep this thing hotter than a pot of some stew, but I could be Scottie Van Pelt or even possibly Sue. It just so happens I spit hard bars just like bamboo. Well, I'm greener than Mountain Dew or a bad tattoo. I bring it back full circle while y'all just horseshoe. I penetrate her, twist her up, I leave the whole horse screw. So don't confuse if this music gonna misconstrue. I'm getting ripped, dipping in the bank, the millionaire fondue. So of course she's on me, man, she stuck like glue. She leans in, tells me she loves me, then she says this too.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. You are just listening to feature artist Sam Bam Cunningham, The Thing About You. And we're going to be playing some different tracks with Sam throughout the week. And we have a couple of other artists that we're going to be showcasing tonight as well. We've got some new music in rotation. So you definitely got to keep it locked into the Nikki Rich Show for all those first-timers that's tuned in right now. We air Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, or you can follow Nikki Rich Show, NIKKIRICH_show, and you can find us at And right now, we're going to go to Dominic, How I Do.
Big Cat, we back, homie. Switch it up a little though. That Dom Lango, I told him.
Check how I do it. Check, check how I do it.
Check how I do it.
Check how I do it.
Check, check how I do it.
Check how I do it.
Check how I do it.
Understand you wanna be me, baby.
I'm super clean.
Well, let it go. Watch it.
Okay, I pulled up clean. One hell of a whip. Passenger on my side, a little thicker than thick. I be walking and dad. Outfits be the shit. Ray-Ban on my eyes, who you know cooler than this? They say my attitude cocky, I truly think I'm the shit. I tell her if I do these myself, so please get off my damn. Every time I go out, I pop a new tag. Leaving the mall, they call me Mr. Arm full of bags. Club name, Mr. Spending all his ones. Baby, please check me out. I'm with a fly boy about. LTE on the scene, you know them toys out. That Buick thing on blade, that Dom showing out. Applaud for me, GT on the scene now. Fresh cut, crispy, yeah, I'm from Greentown. My new style, I see them trying to do it. Just follow my lead and check out how I do it.
Check how I do it. Check how I do it,
check how I do it,
check how I do it,
check, check how I do it,
check how I do it,
check how I do it,
check, check how I do it.
I'm super clean, but fake, damn I'm fly.
I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling. Booing through whatever, we can stand tall like a building do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that fake shit, the baby girl, I deal with you. You know kick drops, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two. And I ain't kidding, boo, times get hard. But the picture ain't clear to you. Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here. What the message is, it clear? They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down.
When
no one else is around.
Together. And you can't find another young guy that's better. Then D to the A, I'm in the streets with the A. But when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through. Cause baby girl, I L-U-V-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you. Treat you like a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no frontin'. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here. And we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ear, you can't think clear. Shit was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down when no one else is around.
No one
holds me up when I'm down.
Talk of the town.
She's my queen and wisdom crown. Yes, she's gonna hold me
right, all right. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. And we're getting geared up for our next special guest. I'm excited about it. But right before we get to our special guest, we're going to go take a quick commercial break and we're going to bring him in.
The Nikki Rich Show celebrates 1 year, bringing you the best of all genres, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, gospel, old school, and rock throughout the world. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is hot with over 20,000 listeners. Join the anniversary party Saturday, April 7th at Mallard Creek Hickory Tavern, 2005 East Arbor Drive, April 7th at 6 p.m. Hosted by Miss Nikki Rich herself. For more info, call 980-216.
6-7-17.
Oh, I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich. Nikki Reed. 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 Reed.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. It is that time, and you know it's Motivated Mondays. Just a few minutes ago, we had our first guest on. We had author Douglas Wickard of A Perfect Husband, and now we bring in none other than fashion connoisseur, wardrobe consultant for Styles by Privilege. We welcome tonight Ryan Jor-El. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, thanks. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor. I appreciate it and all that you're doing. You guys are growing phenomenally, and I'm excited to be on the show. So thank you again, Nikki, for the opportunity.
Well, you are welcome. We're glad to have you. We know you've been doing major things in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we had to take out the time and sit down and talk with you about all the projects that you're working on.
Wow. I have a lot that I'm doing. I can't speak about a lot of it, but for the most part, I do have a couple of fashion blogs that I'm currently doing, a couple of Tumblr accounts. I have one. The typical Southern style, style standards for the Southern gentleman. Myself and one of my business partners, Mr. Goodwill Hunting, decided that the South, the gentleman's dress in the South is a little different than any other part of the world, whether it be Milan or Paris or even in New York. And so we felt like that we had to bring something to the South. So us being two stylish gentlemen, we decided to use our Tumblr account as a way to kind of guide people. Guide young gentlemen, young professionals on how to dress, because style and fashion are two different things, and we focus on style more than trend. So that's one thing that we do. And then my personal blog, Fashion Connoisseur 3.tumblr.com, basically is about my style and the way I find things. So it could be thrifted items, it could be, you know, items that I mix and match that I got from, you know, Ralph Lauren or Neiman's or something like that. But I just give people an opportunity to take a look at shopping on a budget. Doesn't mean you have to look like you shop on a budget. And so with those two things, I'm pretty focused on. But with Styles by Privilege, which is a wardrobe consulting firm, I was recruited by them within the last couple of years. And we focus primarily on fine gentlemen's dress. So we're dealing with men's hosiery, tailored suiting, shoes, neckwear, things of that nature. And that business is really my main focus as a wardrobe consultant in Charlotte.
And, you know, what I like about your website, I got a chance to check it out. I like how you put the different, like, colors and the different, you might have stripe here, and you might throw a little red on it. I mean, I just really like how you dressed it up on there. You got different pictures from the shoes to the shades. Everybody has to check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm not afraid any longer. One of my friends, one of my mentors, told me to go as far left as I can go, and I kind of took that and just ran with it. So, you know, stripes and patterns and polka dots and solids and colors. I just I'll try anything. So for some reason, I can pull it off. It's good that people, you know, people like it. I really appreciate that.
Now, how did you get started in the fashion industry? Or what made you get started? And anybody influence you?
Well, I know my mom's listening, so hi, Mom. It honestly stemmed from when I was younger. I have a younger brother who's about to be 26 in a few weeks, and we used to get dressed up as kids. So we literally had school clothes and we had play clothes. So we'd come in from school, take our school clothes off, put on our play clothes, and go outside. And my mother always instilled within me to never go out the house looking any kind of way. So I just kind of took that and ran with it. So high school, I'll never forget my junior year is when I considered my evolution to come. So then junior year came, senior year came, and I just started. I didn't wear jeans to high school my senior year. I dressed up every day, ended up winning best dressed Olympic high school, my alma mater, class 2000, go Trojans. And from there I just evolved. So I just started trying new things, and then I started working in retail for Ralph Lauren, and that really is where I fell in love with fabrics and mixing patterns and clothing. And ever since then, I've just really just been doing it. So the fashion is innate to me. I've kind of been doing it all along, and friends of mine have been calling me for years to ask me for fashion advice, or, you know, CIAA just passed, so that's a very busy time. Everyone wants to get a suit or get, you know, get fitted or have me do some personal shopping for them. So a couple years ago, I came to the point where I was like, I can make money off this. Like, people are going to call me for advice, and this is considered a consultation, so let's charge a consultation fee. So that's kind of how I got into it, but it was never, I always say I didn't choose this life, it chose me. So it's been there forever. And I literally have a picture from when probably I think I was like 6 or 8 months. And I had on all red. I had on a red pants, red vest, a white shirt, a red bow tie, and some black and white spectator shoes. And I was like 6 to 8 months old. So it's kind of now, it's come full circle. Now I'll be 30 in a few weeks, and I have my black and white Oxford just like I did when I was a kid. So it's just kind of in me.
That's hot right there. That is so hot. Now, who have you worked with in the Charlotte and surrounding areas? The name of you, if you can.
Well, like I said, I concentrate on fine gentlemen's dress. So there are some pastors in the area that I have made some suits for, things of that nature. Just friends of mine who are in corporate America who, you know, have jobs and or have careers, rather, and want a nice custom suit. So they'll come to me, a lot of my fraternity brothers, Kappa Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated, by the way. A lot of them will come to me to get, especially when it comes to selling neckwear and pocket squares, they come to me quite frequently. So starting with the neckwear and pocket squares, they'll ask me to, you know, fit them for a suit. So we're just trying to get out there to reach whoever throughout the United States and internationally. So as far as big name clients, I don't have to give those out, or it's not really my style to kind of name drop. But I will say that every person that I've dealt with or am dealing with currently is very pleased with the suits that I've made for them. They're very pleased with the service we give at Pods by Privilege. And we don't just sell you a suit. You know, we let you know how to take care of the suit. We explain the fabrics to you. You know, why is this suit $1,000 and things of that nature. So that's really what I focus on in Charlotte area.
Awesome. Now, have you worked with any other colleges around in the Charlotte area too, like as far as the Art Institute and maybe UNC Charlotte, anybody at the school?
I don't necessarily work direct. I have a few people that went to the Art Institute that have invited me to different events and things of that nature, different award shows. And actually, on this Thursday, I will be hosting a fashion show at UNC Charlotte. FYI Fashion, which means find yourself in fashion, by the group Epiphany. So they're a fairly new group, but they reached out to me. That UNCC is my alma mater, so I will be going back there to host their fashion show. And I've judged a few fashion shows and talent shows and things of that nature. So I try to stay active in the community and definitely get myself out there as much as I can to promote what I'm doing as a young black entrepreneur. So I'm open for all customers, all collabs. We can definitely talk business if anybody's
exactly.
listening, wherever they are. I'm always open to new ideas, new people, and things of that nature. So I'm really looking to expand in any way I can.
Well, just so you know, people are listening right now worldwide. We have people from Germany tuned in, so
oh, wow.
we have people everywhere that's tuned in right now. And we also will have this episode here. It's on podcast. So after the show, everybody can go download it on iTunes for free.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's great.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited.
And we have over 20,000 listeners. Matter of fact, it's 20,605 listeners.
And that's a testament to what you've been doing the past year. I mean, you really just – I remember talking to you, you know, a few months ago early on, and you're just really getting it off the ground, and now you know, got a couple stations going. You're in Chicago. I mean, you're doing big things, Nikki. So
yeah.
I really appreciate this again. Just congrats to you, and you got your year anniversary coming up. So that's really said something about the work you're putting in.
And we hope that you can come out as well as any of your friends to the Nikki Rich Show anniversary on the 7th at Hickory Tavern as well. We invite you there.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll try and do my best.
We'll be sending up live interviews. So networking is all about networking, and anybody you would like to, you know, meet, network, and you can meet them, and then but you never know, potential clients. That you
absolutely.
Just dialed, so that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct.
Yes. Now, is there any words that you would like to share with our potential fashion connoisseurs out there or anybody that's tuned in that has a vision or any type of goal that they are trying to reach right now?
One thing I will say, or a couple things I'll say, for one, definitely find you a mentor. No matter what industry that you're in, it's very important to find a mentor, someone who can guide you, someone who's been doing what you've been doing 20 years or even, you know, just longer than you, someone who's older, because they give you a lot of wisdom, not just for the industry, but in life in general. So it's definitely important to have someone who can mentor you, who can help you out, someone to encourage you. That's very important. I would also say stick with your dreams. A friend of mine told me there's no race. So if someone around you got it in a year, they've you know in the industry in a year and then they became famous, that's fine. There's no race. Stick with your plans. Stick with your dream. And never be afraid of what you want to do. Dream big. I have dreams of a TV show. I plan on being on TV. In the very near future, but I really just I have to encourage myself at times. But I definitely encourage yourself. Stick with your dream. Nothing is too big. If you want to be a movie star, be a movie star. But just make sure that you're putting in the work each and every day to get that to accomplish that goal. Every single day, I'm doing something towards my goal of wanting to be on TV. My goal of being discovered, if you will. So just make sure that you're putting those steps in, putting in the work. They say faith without works is dead. So you can have a dream, but if you're not putting any work, then it's just a dream, and everybody has dreams. But just make sure you're putting your work in, putting your time in. And sometimes you have to start off. I mean, I'm on the Nikki Rich Show today. 2 or 3 years ago, I was just Ryan Coleman. Oh, he can dress nice, but that's it. So now, you know, after doing some, yeah, sometimes you got to do some free stuff. You got to do some free consultations. You got to do a free guest appearance if you're a rapper or artist or something like that. But you got to put in the work so that you build your credibility. And then once you do that, then you can charge for it. But the two things I recommend, definitely a mentor, and definitely just doing everything you need to do each day towards your dream. And eventually, between the work and the faith, something's going to pay off. So if I had any advice to give someone, that's definitely something that I try to live by daily. And keep good people around you, people that encourage you, people that are ambitious, people that won't stifle your dreams. Just keep them near you, and you'll be okay in the end. It'll happen.
That's what it's all about. And I see our phone lines are flooding right now. So I want It is. It's crazy. We got 704-216-910-317, and it's just crazy right now. But I want to let everybody know, if you would like to talk to Ryan right now, all you have to do is press that 1. And if you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak with him. But we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to go to a 317-345. You are on the air right now. Calling you on the air is the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome. I guess we're going to go to the caller. You're on the air, 317-345.
Sounds like my brother's phone number.
Well, we're going to get back to him. I see a lot of people is tuned in. Shout out to the chat room as well. Everybody in the chat room, Naughty Down. We got a couple of radio stations in the chat room. Mr. Damiati is in the chat room. A lot of guests that's tuned in right now. But we just so excited. Everybody all quiet. I see the phone lines crazy. Shout out to the mom.
Talk to me, people.
I see everybody's on, but nobody wants to talk. But it's just such an honor to have you on tonight. And you are just, you have to stay focused. I mean, you're young and you are doing it right now. And we support you here at the Nikki Rich Show. And it was so awesome that we had a chance to meet. You know, I've been knowing you
for a
long time. You know, so it's amazing that we got a chance to meet. You know, I got a chance to meet you. So we're just glad to have you tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. I really do. This is great. I'm excited.
And we got a phone call. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 8317937. Caller, you on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Cheryl Watson, and I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I am Ryan's mother.
Hi. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you putting your son out there and giving him that exposure, because he has had this gift all of his life, and this has been his dream. I appreciate it so much.
And he is a go-getter, too. He is a go-getter. I see him all the time on Twitter and all the other social networking sites. You would see him out in the news and everything else. So continue doing what you're doing. I know he has several videos on YouTube. Everybody can go check him out as well.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And I just wanted to let him know, and everybody listening, that his mother is so proud of him. And she loves him so much. And when he turns 30 next month, we're going to have a ball.
He's getting old. And it's always good to see your child, you know, doing something positive and knowing where, you know, just knowing that you raised your child out here a fashion connoisseur. That's amazing.
Well, to God be the glory. That's who gets all the credit.
Wow.
Thanks so much once again. And I'm going before I cry. Love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Love you too, Mom.
Bye.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome.
Wow. That's...
Thank you for tuning in.
That's wonderful. That's great. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that.
Always good to have that love and support from your family. Do you know how it would feel if your family didn't come on, but you got that love?
Yeah.
It's nothing like that family love, that support.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, That's wow. This is surreal. This is a big surreal for me. It really is.
It is. And I commend you for all that you do. Now, is there any way or any information that you would like to give out in case they wanted to book you
for any events or that's going on?
Sure. Wardrobe Consulting, Styled by Privilege, our site is currently under construction, but you can also hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter is Stylings by RC, S-T-Y-L-I-N-G-S by RC as in cat. Also, I give you my email address. It's RJ Coleman, RJ C-O-L-E-M-A-N 07 at yahoo.com. And that comes directly to my phone. So feel free to hit me up that way. I will give my phone number out. It's on my business card. That's fine. 704-458-1096. But these are for serious inquiries only. I do personal styling. I do wardrobe consulting. I do personal shopping. We do what's called a wardrobe engineering, a wardrobe analysis, where we come in your closet, kind of go through what you have, what you need, what you don't have, and then inform you what you need to purchase, any staple pieces you may need to purchase. And as well, we do a personality profile analysis. Well, basically, we just sit down and take what you do, what your career is, what your interests are, and things of that nature, and develop a style, your particular style, based around those areas. So Twitter, Facebook, Ryan Jor-El. Nikki, you mentioned the YouTube videos. You can actually Google Ryan Jor-El, the fashion connoisseur, and you should see a few links that I've done from different interviews that I've conducted to a part of the show that's brewing, the online show. You get a snippet of me getting dressed for a holiday event. So definitely check that out. All that's on YouTube, as well as my Facebook is Ryan Jor-El. So I'm just thankful for the opportunity, and you'll be hearing more from the fashion connoisseur in the very near future, trust and believe.
Oh, yes, and you are welcome back anytime on the Nikki Rich Show. And I want to let everybody know as well, you are featured on the Nikki Rich Show website, which is NikkiRichShow.com. We also have your information there as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
But thanks again, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Nikki.
The Nicky Rich Show celebrates 1 year bringing you the best of all genres, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, gospel, old school, and rock throughout the world. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/The Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show is hot with over 20,000 listeners. Join the anniversary party Saturday, April 7th at Mallard Creek Hickory Tavern, 2005 East Arbor Drive, April 7th at 6 p.m. Hosted by Miss Nicky Rich herself. For more info, call 980-216-6717.
All right, welcome back to the Nicky Rich Show. You were just listening to So For Real, Candy Rain. We had our special guest tonight. We had Ryan Jorrell, fashion connoisseur. It was amazing talking to him, along with author Douglas Wickard. Tonight was Motivated Mondays, and I hope all you guys are motivated. And tomorrow we will have Star-Studded Tuesdays. And on Wednesday, we have Little Mo coming through. So everybody, I know you remember Little Mo, R&B sensation, and she is the host of the Little Mo Show. So we'll be talking with her, along with other special guests to come this week. And we look forward to all the guests that will be a part of the Nicky Rich Show this week. We have some big things coming up in the next couple of weeks. So this Saturday, we will be at a local barbershop broadcasting live. Yes, and next week, next Thursday, will be live, R&B live event, March the 29th. So you definitely have to come out to Sunset Club. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll be broadcasting from 9 to 12. So you don't want to miss that episode as well. But we look forward to everybody, you know, coming out and enjoying the Nicky Rich Show live at the Sunset Club. And we're getting geared up, as you heard, for our one-year anniversary with over 20,000 listeners. 20,000 listeners that's tuned in to the Nicky Rich Show. So it seems it's that word of mouth. It's the best. Everybody is telling everybody about the Nicky Rich Show. So we are so glad about it. And thank you, because without y'all, there would not be no us. And just so you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nicky Rich, MissNikkiRich. Or you can also follow Nicky Rich Show, NikkiRich underscore show. And you can follow our editor, Love for Charlotte NC, and that's L-U-V, the number 4, Charlotte NC, and that's NC as in North Carolina. And so much, you can also follow our promotions, Mr. Damiachi, and it's M-R underscore, and it's Damiachi. I know y'all find Damiachi hard to spell if you... It's hard to spell to me, but I can tell you it's Mr. Damiachi. But you can log on to NickyRichShow.com, and you can find all of our Twitters and Facebooks there on our site. Any information that you need, that you want to be a part of the Nicky Rich Show, you can do that. You can go there. And again, thank you to all our special guests for tonight. It's been wonderful. It's been awesome. And I had to have the best on tonight. It's Motivated Mondays. And don't forget, you can always go download this podcast out of iTunes for free. Doesn't cost a thing. It is free. You can go download it. We are also broadcasting live on College Underground Radio. You can listen to College Underground Radio 24/7. You can listen 24/7. And you can log on to collegeundergroundradio.com. And that's the official website. So if you want to get on the playlist, you can go there. The Nicky Rich Show is live there as well. But we like to wind things down and thank everybody for tuning in to the Nicky Rich Show.
we're going to continue bringing you the best. And we just always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. God bless.